Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
All right, welcome back to the show. Money Grows on Trees. My name is Lloyd Ross, and this is a very special episode called Ask a Millionaire. So this, what you're going to find in these series is a snippet from a live masterclass I did called Ask a Millionaire a few months ago. And what Phil's done is he's gone and grabbed the best parts or some really cool questions that I got asked during that that masterclass, and he's actually spliced them down to individual questions for the podcast. So this is a little intro for that. So if you're wondering what's going on with this episode, you're going to hear me get asked a question by someone and the answer to that question. So it's very small snippets, but really, really, really important questions. So I hope you enjoy it. And of course, if you're loving the podcast, feel free to share in your Instagram stories, leave us a 5-star review, and of course, subscribe. And we're gonna keep bringing you tons and tons of value. So this particular episode is Ask a Millionaire, and you'll see them rolled out. So here we go, Ask a Millionaire. Enjoy.
I've seen two different philosophies on how to operate a business and entrepreneurship. You kind of have the Gary V cult over here, and I've certainly been guilty of it's just kind of like the balls to the wall, 18 hours a day, just like 100% passion, working crazy hours. And then I've got another mentor who's very successful who says, no, dude, it's about flow and consistency, over time, playing the long game. So while we understand that certainly there's times where, maybe you'll work 16 hours in a day because, you're just rolling and whatever, what is kind of your philosophy on just kind of like a daily consistent basis? Are you a, chase it, balls to the wall type of guy, or is it more, ease and flow and doing what you need?
That's a great question. I felt like I was balls to the wall, dude. I think at some point you need to be a little bit like, because the challenge, the old NASA shuttle that they used to launch, I think it required, 80% of the fuel in those big rocket fuel fuselages. Now 80% of it was to get it off the ground by 1 inch. And so when you're talking about hustle, it does require a 10X mentality on your activity to get your business off the ground. And I don't think you can avoid that. I think that's just part of the more momentum you can build at the beginning. They can ease the rockets off a bit earlier. Like there is this, it does require exorbitant amount of energy. And I think that's where Gary, what propelled him to success was that mindset in his 20s and 30s, where he had the energy and he had the desire. And once he got his businesses systemized and up and running, then he took his foot off the gas. And now his whole mentality's changed on that. He's like, I think sleep's important. I'm all about flow. I'm all about just, he's changed a lot. And I agree with your other mentor that says it's all about flow and long-term. There's no question, because consistency is all about the compound effect. Compounding success on success on success on success, right? So like a pot of success is like a pot of boiling water. You know, when you put a water on the stove and it sits there and you can't see the bubbles yet, but you have faith that it's going to come. It takes a while for the atoms to heat up, right? And the electrons to heat up to move that water to a different temperature. You don't know when exactly it's going to boil, but you know that it's going to. So entrepreneurship is the same, where, and investing too, to that matter, it's where you're putting your faith in something, working hard, right? You're having a little bit of success. You can feel the warmth of the water. And then eventually the bubbles start to come, and all that energy is to get the bubbles going. The problem that people do though, is they'll try and turn the heat up so high. If you put the stove on 1,000 degrees and put the water, it still doesn't boil straight away, right? The problem is it's like too hot, and then like you got to take it off. And that's a problem. If you're in entrepreneurship and you got to take the water off the stove, it cools down and then you got to restart it. So the idea of flow is to consistently show up, do the work, and let the compound effect create the success for you in the future. And it's weird. you think it's going to be this line like this, but it's not like that. It's more like this. And it's like, fuck, like, whoa. Because all of that hustle for the last 3 or 4 or 5 years, you're like, holy shit, that we just had our biggest quarter. That's amazing. And then I've got friends who like, they'll make like $1 million in a month. I'm like, you know, how did you scale to that? And they said, look, man, it's just like, I've been freaking just doing this for 7 years. And I just like got to the point where it came together. And the water started boiling to a point where all the inertia of their efforts showing up that whole time, they actually couldn't control the millions of dollars. They're like, whoa, it comes so big and so fast. You're like, holy shit. Because you didn't know when it was going to come. And it's like, well, I probably could have taken my finger off the pulse a little bit back there 3 years ago, but I didn't because I couldn't see the bubbles. When the bubbles come, you're like, whoa, I didn't think the bubbles were going to be like that. Holy shit. And then it's like, whoa. That's when you talk to a young entrepreneur, you go, listen, you just got to keep going. I'm telling you, you got to keep going because it gets better. It gets better. You just don't know when. And I think just having the faith. So I think I believe in flow. I used to be more about the hustle. I still am about the hustle to get your business off the ground. There's moments in business you cannot switch off and you got to pay the price. Like the other day I had a call, forget when it was on, like 2, 4 a.m. starts and then like one late call. I'm just like, oh, don't really feel like doing that. But then I'm like, no, you asked for this journey. You asked for the success. You got told to show up. You got to show up. So there are moments where you have to kind of dig deep. But if you're a really smart entrepreneur, you will build your business from the beginning with systems and delegation that does the work for you. And I read a story yesterday from Robert Kiyosaki. I loved it. I was like, oh, that's me now. That's so me. It's the less hard you work, the more money you make.
Mm.
And if you can get that mindset with the right systems and delegation and management ability, you actually don't want to be in the organizational chart of your business. You want to step out of it and let the business rise up without you. And so the less work you do, the more money you can make. And I think that's what happens to most big time entrepreneurs, like your mentor, where he's like, no, man, I'm in flow and I delegate a lot of stuff. I automate a lot of stuff and that does the work for me. And I don't work much. It's a transition though. You start out hustle, hustle, hustle. And you have this starts out like here and you're like, I'm just going to go here and make more money. Right?
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.